Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight Segment, and today is National Men Make Dinner Day. Bet you've never even heard of it. But tonight, I am joined by the husbands of WHUR.com.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Feeling good.
Good. And we are sharing some of our favorite dishes, but we're also talking about how men cooking might be a recipe for a better relationship with your family and your mate. In studio with me are Stacey Jordan, Stuart Ransom, and Randy P., co-hosts of The Husbands on WHUR.com. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also check out the live stream on WHUR's Facebook page. First time for all of you guys all at once to be on the show.
We're drumming it up with you.
I am so glad to hear it. Let's talk about cooking. First of all, let me start with Stacey.
Go ahead.
do you do a lot of cooking at home, and is that really a big deal?
I cook almost every night.
Really? So this isn't a big deal for you.
This is what I do. In fact, the special dish that I brought you today is leftovers because I cooked it. yesterday, but you know, there's a great point in what I'm doing. There's a method to this madness, but yes, I cook every night.
Okay, so Stuart, what about you? Big deal or not?
No, sir. I do not cook. That is, like Maxwell said, woman's work.
Are you serious? No.
But listen.
Don't quote him. No, I don't mean that.
Hey, all jokes aside, people, this is just jokes. You can call in and let us know, though. Yeah. But, no, right now I work outside the home. And I don't cook her. I don't cook. My wife, she cooks majority of the meals. Because there's something to cooking that I believe you need to prepare a good meal, right?
Yeah.
And because I work, I don't have the time to prepare it like you need to make sure that this meal is good enough for the family.
When were you born? 1933.
Oh, shoot.
Whoa. I don't understand that. Randall, cooking for you, big deal or not?
I say it's a big deal.
Why is that?
Big deal because one, it saves a lot of money cooking at home.
Yeah,
you know, it's like if you have your, I tell people who are on a budget, if you're serious about your budget, you're planning out your meals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're planning out your meals, that's a cost saved right there. Because people spend, shucks, I say at least $10 to $12 a day on their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You multiply 10 times 5, that's $50. $50 times 2 weeks, that's $100. $100 times 4 weeks a month, that's $400 a month.
Coming from a married man with kids.
Yes, right.
Wow. And let me say, all of you guys are married with, yes, you know, with children, and so and nobody in here is driving up here in a Bentley.
No, I leave that at home when I come here. You drive that one on Sundays?
Yeah.
I think other than Stuart, you know, you guys cook all the time, so a national men cook day isn't a big deal, but how does that impact the relationship that you have with your wives? We'll deal with him later.
Well, it's great for my relationship, and that's because my wife is a 9-to-5er, so if she had to come home and cook as well, you know, that would be really, really hard on her. And plus, the time that she gets home versus the time that I get home is, you know, the kids would be waiting a long time if mom had to cook. So it's great on the relationship because, you know, it takes the stress away. And then it's great for the kids because we all sit down every night. We eat dinner together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm here with the co-hosts of The Husbands on WHUR.com. This is National Men Make Dinner Day. Want to hear not only from the guys, but I also want to hear, from the women whose husbands or you know, significant others are cooking for them, and whether or not that is a big deal. Let's talk about what you guys brought, because I brought something in here, and I see some
ingredients. We see, we hear you like set it up real nice. Yeah.
We follow you. We follow you. We know you can throw them crab cakes down.
Yeah, I mean, I can cook just about anything. But Randy, let's start with you. What did you bring us?
Okay, so look, I said to myself, what would everybody like?
Said self.
But I don't know if they are. I don't know if they are gonna like this. But I made stuffed jalapeno poppers with wrapped in maple bacon.
Oh,
that's right. They got stuffed with cream cheese and crab meat, onion.
Whoa,
a little bit of Old Bay in there. Look at that. You see this cameraman?
He's showing off.
Can you get this cameraman? And I wrapped up in a nice foil. My wife said, make sure I bring this home.
Yeah. So,
even though she don't be cooking, but she said, make sure I bring this home.
Oh man,
I like that. I really okay, Randy.
Right up in there.
That looks pretty good, brother.
Stacy.
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
Well, I brought.
What you want? You want your plate?
You know, you can just take
it off. Do the unveiling.
Voila! Bam!
Whoa!
It's the spaghetti surprise, right?
Now, what is spaghetti surprise?
Well, the surprise is this. It's spaghetti. I did a few extra things to it. Now, again, I agree with Randy. You know, when you're cooking, you save a lot of money.
Right.
But I don't want it to taste like I'm trying to save money. Mm. So the surprise is how good it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I use regular spaghetti sauce. It may be the store brand. It may be Prego. Whatever's on sale is what I use. But I add fresh ingredients to it to pluck it up a little bit. So there's fresh tomatoes in there. There's smoked sausage in there.
Don't you look at it on camera right now.
It don't look good. They pick a bad angle. But it tastes really good. In fact, before I add the sausage, you know, I put a little olive oil in the pan, crush some garlic, put it in there, and then I, you know, pan sear the sausage in there.
Ooh.
Then I put the sauce on top of that, add the tomatoes. Tastes really good. And the extra special ingredient is the red wine.
Really?
Yes, sir. The red wine puts the kids to sleep early and gets the wife ready for what happens for dessert.
Oh! That maple love it.
Let's definitely talk about that. Okay, so Stuart, what did your wife cook and so that you could bring? She probably has peanut butter crackers or something.
Oh, man.
So look,
my wife is a very good cook. Mm-hmm. I'm also a very good cook.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have time to do it. I'm outside the house. But when I do cook, Harold, let me tell you, when I do cook, I do a whole course meal. I'm talking about appetizer, main entree, dessert, drink. Mm-hmm. So what I brought for y'all tonight.
What you got, bro?
When it comes to the drink.
What's this in these bags?
Fanta.
What is that, red Kool-Aid?
Strawberry, baby. Strawberry, we go. And then for the appetizer, I got these dill pickle sunflowers.
Oh, Lord.
He really doesn't cook.
Hey, stack it up right, man.
He really does.
Hey, look. Stack it up right.
And when it comes to the main course.
Stack it up right.
What you got?
I got these Vienna sausages.
Oh, Lord.
And these saltine crackers.
You talking about, huh?
And then finally.
And you put them in that red plate.
You got to have a protein. You got to have a vegetable, right?
Okay.
Because you want to have a balanced nutrition.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I got these. Crab chips. The Utz crab chips. Holler at your boy.
Wow.
So
the Old Bay joint.
We are going to need a moment of prayer, not only for your wife, but for the kids as well.
You know you can make them Old Bay chips at home.
Can I make a disclaimer real quick?
Yeah.
If you bring this home on your anniversary,
what's going to happen?
Valentine's, your vow renewal, whatever. Love making all night with your wife with this right here. Because this brings back memories.
Uh-huh.
This isn't about substance right here. When she drink that soda and eat them crab chips, she thinking about nice things and she ready.
So what does the Vienna sausage do?
Whoa!
I think for any man who were to bring that home to his wife,
go ahead.
Yeah, it would be love making angry,
making mad love.
Okay, so
what you got, Herb?
Let's talk about this because anybody who follows me on Instagram on Harold T. Fisher on Instagram, you know I love to cook that you know that is my release. I love it, so I decided to bring to you some maple spiced chicken wings.
Let's
he got it on the bed.
Yeah, well, black folks need fancy too.
I'm saying, you really made us look bad. Harold, you went all out.
Hey, don't he do it
there. You go, maple spiced chicken wings. It's got you know, some maple syrup, obviously, from Canada.
Right, I can smell
it. Some cumin, a little cayenne pepper, paprika. You can also use smoked paprika.
I didn't. Okay.
But here's the secret ingredient.
What's that?
This is garam masala. Garam masala is an Indian spice. And it's a combination of several dishes. It's not cheap, but I love it. It's absolutely delicious. These marinated for 2 days.
Are we ready? Can we do this right now?
Yeah. We got some talking to do. As a matter of fact, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about National Men Make Dinner Day. What impact does men cooking in the home have on your relationship? Let's talk to Jan calling from Charlotte. Jan, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, my husband cooks all the food.
Great.
There it is.
All the food. Not that I can't cook, but when his mother is the queen of food.
There you go.
She throws down in the kitchen. I couldn't cook anything for him that he'd like anyway. Macaroni isn't going to be the same.
Right.
But he's the youngest. He's got four older sisters, and they taught him what they learned from their mother.
Wonderful.
He loves to do it, and I have gained 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
That's more than love, girl.
I was about to say, I'm sure he says more than love. Thank you so much for talking to us. And bon appetit today on National Men Cooking Day. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Alexis, there we go. Alexis calling from Bowie. Alexis, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind is the fact that one of my husbands is sitting right there with you.
Oh, wow. And who might that be?
Oh, gosh.
That would be Randy P.
Okay, so tell
me. Can we release this call?
Even though he put me on blast that I'm not the cook in the house, I will say that I really do appreciate that he is a man who makes the meals.
Thanks, honey. How does this impact your relationship? I mean, is cooking just... It's just something that just happens because you have to eat? Or does he spice it up? Does that help with the romance after? How long have you been married now?
I'm 14 years.
14
this July.
Okay.
And I'm at 15.
Okay. So how does that work for you, Alexis?
Yes. Yeah, so to tell you the truth, when we first got married, I was so gung-ho about being in the kitchen and cooking for my husband. But somehow within the first year... Between being married and maybe the second year and having our first child, I was stressed. And Randy took on this. He enjoys being in the kitchen. I saw it more like a chore.
Yeah.
And just another to-do on the to-do list. So yes, he does spice it up. Sometimes I say, can you just follow a basic recipe? So the meals can get, a little fancier than I even need them to be, but... for the most part, we usually enjoy what comes to the table. And even now, he tries to make more fresh dinners than processed. So that helps health-wise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I was actually spicing up. I was talking about your relationship, but that's another conversation. Thank you so much. I want to talk to some of the folks on Facebook. You know, we've got Howell. He's taking his wife out to dinner. And Mervin cooks for his wife every day because... He knows she can't cook.
But how
about that? I mean, are people going out a lot more now, particularly folks in their, late 20s and 30s? Is cooking really going out the door?
Yes, because there's no one in the home.
Mm-hmm.
That's in my opinion. My opinion is you got two people outside the home who can't prepare the food that needs to be prepared. Like you said, you marinated this chicken for 2 days?
Yeah.
Who's doing that, Harold, nowadays? Who's doing that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The family not doing that. The family, well, y'all got time and y'all supposed to cook. That's what your wives told you. So look, there's not enough time at home to get these food prepared, to cut the vegetables, to let everything marinate with the seasoning and everything like that. So you got to go out to eat more often.
There you go. I need to take a break, but when we come back, more about... National Men Cook Dinner Day, and how it can really spice up your relationship, except for Stuart. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Want to hear from you. What's your husband cooking for you? Husbands, are you out there really getting it done in the kitchen? Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation coming up on SiriusXM, Channel 141. And, of course, Facebook Live, WHUR's page. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. I'm sure you haven't heard of it. I didn't even know about it either, but hey, there it is. We're talking about how men cooking at home can be a delicious recipe for a better relationship. My guests are Stacey Jordan, Stuart Ransom, and Randy P., co-host of the WHUR.com.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And you can also check us out on the live stream on WHUR's Facebook page. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Kathy, calling from Maryland. You say your husband cooks. Is it a chore? Is it something that he loves to do? How does it make you feel about him?
Well, with him, I know he loves to do it, and he's been doing it since we've been together, which we've been married now for 32 years.
Wow.
Oh, congratulations.
I love that. I love hearing that.
Yeah, well, his cooking didn't kill you, so that's a good thing.
Oh, wow. He's still alive. He's still here with us.
His cooking only fattens me up and makes me better for him.
I know.
Whoa.
That's right.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go.
That's a sister talking.
So it's interesting when you're talking about the family, because he comes from a family where there are three boys and a girl, so it's four boys total and him, and all the boys can cook. And they cook like you, Harold, from scratch, all kinds of recipes. He's going to stuff some shrimp. He's going to stuff some lobster and put some shrimp around it.
Oh,
he does. He really cooks. And when we do go out, if we have something that he likes, he'll go back in the kitchen and talk to the chef to find out.
Oh, wow.
So, we've been from New Orleans all the way up. But now our sons, we have three sons, and they cook just like him.
Okay.
So now they, with their relationship, it's always like their girlfriends and their families fall in love with them because they can cook.
How about that? Well, I think you just said it. Thank you so much, and bon appetit. I appreciate you calling in. Will, calling from D.C. Will, thanks for calling. Now, you're saying that cooking dinner is more intimate than going out to dinner. Why do you say that?
No. My question was, is cooking...
Oh, you're dinner? Asking that?
Yes. I'm asking that to the fellas. I love your show. I watch all the time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm sure they do, too. Well, what do you think, guys? More intimate, more romantic cooking than going out?
I think that I've been cooking so much that I like going out.
Mm-hmm.
But going out is a treat. And not that, you know, cooking, it can be intimate. You know, sometimes I'll cook for the kids and then my wife and I can have our plates in our little sitting room.
Okay.
And, we do that together. And that's
candles?
Nice. Candles, Luther
Vandross.
Well, I don't want.
Whoa,
no. I don't want the Bobby Brown bumping around to burn nothing down. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of shy away from the candles, but it is intimate, and you know, in that in those moments, yeah, it can be.
What do you think?
Oh, I definitely say going out. I mean, you just it just says something to just getting ready for a date to go out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing nothing wrong with cooking something nice for your lady, but there's something to saying, hey, I'm gonna take you somewhere nice.
That's right.
You know, go put on something nice, and then we're gonna go somewhere later afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But it's also a break for y'all too.
Yes, it is.
It's a break for y'all.
Absolutely.
Now, for me, it's a little different, right? I don't think the intimacy is with the meal, because the meal is doing something different for us. We feeding the family. Everybody's full. I think the most intimate part about the meal for my wife is that I was able to pay for it.
You know what I'm saying? Go in there and get them steaks and get them taters. That turns them on. Hey, let's be truthful, fellas. Come on, fellas.
What?
Well, you can go in there and get them groceries. They looking at you like, yeah, baby. Now, what if you couldn't, right? Uh-huh. Now everything go down here.
But you know what? But hold on, though, because I think that's real talk, because it's, as we said earlier, the cost of living is high.
Yes.
Raising a family is not easy, even if you're both gainfully employed. We are in the D.C. metro area.
That's right. You're right.
And it's expensive. And so when you're in the grocery store and you're trying to figure out, okay, do you buy the filet mignon,
mm-hmm.
or are you buying, what is it, the shredded steak?
A choice cut.
Right, exactly. Like and so I think if you two are in there together,
yes.
and it's like, no, honey, I got this because I know you like steak. I think you do have a point.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And thank you so much for your phone call. And see, on Facebook, Jaquetta says, when her man cooks, it's very attractive to her. Mm, thank you know, Jaquetta, for that.
Lovely to hear that, honey. Thanks for
really? Man, they stocking the phone. Yeah, come on.
I didn't tell her to do that.
This is what I think. See, going out is great, and you have all kinds of options. No matter where you know, if you live in a big city or something like that, you certainly have options. But because I like to cook, I think it is much more romantic. I think it is intimate when you are, you know, putting those spices in, when you know what your mate likes, mm-hmm. and that you can really, really put it down. And even if she is just sitting by,
yes.
and watching,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you say, well, you know, baby, I'm gonna, yeah. you know, you swivel your hips when you stir when you stir the sauce a little.
Whoa! Hey! Whoa! Hey! Yeah. Talk to him.
You know, but I think that it is more intimate, it is more romantic, because it helps bond you. If she's there, and if she's upstairs talking to her girlfriend or something, but that's different. We don't want to deal with that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Robert calling from Maryland. What's on your mind, Robert? Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say I've always cooked, even from the time I was a child. Both my parents cooked, and I was a kid. I did not like waiting on food.
How about that?
The first time I got a good whooping, I was trying to fry bacon because my mama took too much time.
Oh, wow.
My uncle cooked, you know, because way back then, they didn't want to hear, because their wives, you know, worked, they didn't want to hear kids hollering, Daddy, I'm hungry, Daddy, I'm hungry.
Yep.
And nobody's dad was going out to Burger King, McDonald's and none of that kind of stuff. They didn't do it.
Man,
and I won't date a woman who does not cook. I have been around women that think it's a badge of honor. No, I don't cook. You aren't good enough for me.
Mm.
If you don't even want to learn how to cook, you need to have some fundamental skills in the kitchen. You know, I have to say that no. Otherwise, no, because, you know, food, as you were saying, you know, it is something like that where you can bond with. If I'm just in the kitchen all the time and she's not doing anything, you know, not even to help, no, it don't work like that. Even tonight, I have to cook a carrot cake. Two nights ago, I cooked 2 pound cakes. I really baked. That's really my specialty. But I can cook anything. I've done everything but like clean chitlins or roast a pig.
How about that? Yeah, well, we're trying to keep black folks healthy too. Robert, thank you so much for sharing with us. Okay, so but he makes it interesting, an interesting point. Do you guys believe that cooking for a lot of women, particularly black women, is a lost art? And is that why we're seeing more men step up?
I think now the expectation is for us to cook as well, or us to share it. Because a lot of, you know, in our families, a lot of times we're making it work, you know. And like you said, living in this area and, you know, two people are working now. Well, two people got to be cooking now, and two people got to help with the kids' homework. And, you know, so I think as we start to contribute and become caregivers in a lot of instances, we're cooking. And then there, I think, you know, as well, there are a lot of women who aren't taught to cook. And so it may be, you know, less of that, too. But
hold on. But Stacey, if you cook, mm-hmm. does she clean?
No. It used to be that, but we got six kids, and they're old enough. So after I finish cooking, Yeah, y'all go ahead and clean this up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Randy, what do you think? Are women less likely to cook now? What do you tell the young guys coming up?
I will say that my dad always taught me, he said, whatever you are to your relationship, that's what you should be. So if you're the one who can cook better, cook. Mm. If you're the one who could take care of the kids better, do that. If you're the one who can do the money better, you do that. So it's like whatever you bring to the relationship, regardless of a man or woman, you do that. Mm-hmm. You know. So I think if a woman is not cooking, hopefully she finds a man that that is. Because somebody got to eat.
Be going out.
Right.
can I say this plainly,
Harold?
Uh-oh. There's some women out here that can't cook. Okay, you don't even want them near the kitchen. Right. Okay, so it's not passed along that every woman is going to be able to cook, right? There's some women who cannot burn.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they do burn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's men out here who understand the relationship of parsley and thyme and rosemary. You know what I'm saying? They understand what the spices are going to do and the seasonings are going to do, marinating a piece of meat or doing something with the vegetables or something like that. So at the time, it's probably better for the man to be in there and cook something healthy and cook something that's going to actually taste good. Because
mm-hmm.
if you think about it, like, okay, this for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the biggest nights of the restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is back there cooking? Men.
Well, I think men traditionally have been have been the chefs.
Go ahead.
But as we've seen on television, on these cooking shows and everything else, we've seen a lot of stepping up, not just of women, mm-hmm. but we've also seen children start to step up and learn how to cook. I know when I was in college, a lot of the guys that I went to school with, they did not cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been cooking since I was 12. Mm-hmm. My mother was very foundational. She was very practical. Mm-hmm. But my father, he was experimental.
That's my dad, too.
And exciting.
Yeah.
And sometimes he almost burned the house down. But and that was the exciting part.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right. So the best dish that you've ever cooked, Randy, what is the best meal that you've ever prepared?
The best?
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook so much. Wow. I would say I really enjoyed that one time where as couples we did the Valentine's Day thing.
Oh man,
and what
I cooked,
was that?
I cooked some
great
shrimp parmesan.
Okay,
some shrimp parmesan.
How did you do it?
Oh man, I got like four different kind of cheeses. I coated the chicken. I coated the shrimp, and I flash fried it. Then I baked it, and then I merged like all the parmesan ingredients together with the cheeses and the sauce and baked it again.
Wow.
And man, that thing came out right.
It did come out right.
That was good.
That was a good day.
Man, that does sound good. Okay, Stacey. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to follow Randy on that because we all had to make a dish.
Yep.
I smoked the salmon.
Oh, that's
good. I think I used like, I don't know if I used maple or cherry, whatever I smoked it with, but I smoked the salmon, took it out, and then I took lump crab meat, mm-hmm. put that in there. I put a bunch of seasonings on there. I'm going to keep them off because y'all ain't finna steal my recipe.
Right.
But, wrapped it up real nice, put it in the oven. Everything came together, man. That was amazing. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, so what really
Stu, pull out the receipt to Chick-fil-A.
Wow. So for me, I'll answer that a different way. It really wasn't what the meal had in it and how it was prepared.
He's deflecting.
It was the first meal that I ever did for my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had just started dating, and one of my moves to see if it would work and see what type of woman she was I wanted to cook for her.
Right.
And see her response. Okay, if I take you to my mother's house and I throw down a little bit, what will be your response? That I didn't take you out somewhere and get you something fancy? And she enjoyed that meal more than all the other meals that we had later on dating. So that first time that I cooked for my wife was the best meal I've ever prepared.
Mm. But wait a minute. Let's back up on that.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't your first date, though, was it?
Wasn't our first date.
Right.
But it was the first time that I had put her in a situation to have her recognize what I was doing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a financial thing. It wasn't a flashy thing. And that right there, that meal that I cooked for her Yeah, that was it.
And also, and it probably was the first time also that she wanted to make sure all her girlfriends knew where she was before. if I don't show up after 11 o'clock. So what did you cook for?
Okay, I kind of had a feeling you was going to go into
that. Of course. Because she's listening, and she wants to know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I had bought some fried chicken from a nice establishment that we have around here in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Are you serious?
I did some box mac and cheese.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know what we had to drink, but it probably was a soda.
Fanta strawberry? Was it Fanta strawberry?
It might have been a knee high or something like that.
Or the Rock Creek.
Ooh, man, listen.
Craigmont.
Harold. If you get your wife or your spouse a Rock Creek pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a baby on the way.
There you I'm going to take a break. I'm going to tell you what I like to cook when we come back. And we're also going to talk about some advice for men who want to cook. Where do you start? We'll be back. I'm here with the husbands on WHUR.com. This is the Insight segment talking about National Men Make Dinner Day. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we are streaming live on our WHUR's Facebook page. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. I am here with the husbands from WHUR.com.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, I'm going to be on their show later on this evening. We're going to be talking about more of the same, about good food, good men, and good relationships. We are talking today about National Men Make Dinner Day, about how cooking at home can be a delicious recipe for a better relationship. Here with Stacey Jordan, here with Stuart Ransom and Randy P. So, oh, and by the way, yes, we are still streaming live on WHUR's Facebook page, and lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So you guys, you know I like fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Love fancy. Love fancy. I have two dishes. I have one dish that I love to cook, and I like duck.
Ooh,
yeah. I love duck. Mm-hmm. And I made a stone ground mustard.
Ooh.
And honey glazed duck.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Look, Randy.
This is funky, baby.
Yeah, it is. Mm. And then, hold
go
on.
Ahead. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Buckle up. Hold on to the table.
Okay, let's go.
You want to hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I rendered the fat from the duck, and then I made roasted duck fat potatoes with little
So dripping she made in the potato. Look at that. See, people don't know what the render word.
They don't know.
When they hear the word render, they thinking you mean
like video or something.
But when you say drippings,
yes,
now I got what you
mean.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please do.
That might be our fans, but Harold fans know what rendering is.
He's been training them up for a long time.
The hardest but best thing I've ever made, and I've only done it once because I love French food, coq au vin.
Oh,
You know where you've got chicken thighs that are marinated in a red wine sauce and with mashed potatoes and
go ahead.
It took me literally. It took me about honestly from the marinating to the end, it was an 18-hour ordeal.
Wow.
Because you got to marinate and all of that. And even with the cooking, it took me about 4 hours. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
After I cooked it and I enjoyed, the whole 9 months later, I went to a French restaurant and I ordered it. It tasted the same.
Oh.
Yeah, give me some.
No, give me some.
That's, I know.
That's right.
And, oh, my goodness. Now, look, on Facebook, Teresa is making her husband watch. She said, let's pray for her. Well, and I'm wondering, Teresa, if you can see, I'm wondering, can he cook or are you the cook? Because cooking, I think, it's an art.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Some people see it as a chore. No. But, Stu, like you said, it's almost like chemistry.
It can be. It can be. Now, I think both people can cook, but what's the quality of the food,
yeah, exactly.
Right? And when you're feeding your family, you just don't want to throw something together to get it to them, right? You do want them to experience those seasons and spices and everything like that. So your wife might be the best baker, and you might be the best griller or fryer or something like that, right? But you got to work together. You got to know your place.
But nah, man, but you can't, like, make, like, fancy stuff during the week. You gotta get
it. I don't know.
On Sunday, man. I make mine on Sunday. Like, nah, I get fancy during the week.
Sometimes. But I want to put this out there because he making a lot of jokes. Like, we like to grill. Stu's a grill.
He can grill, and
the same way all the preparation that goes into making food, yes, he puts a lot of preparation into it. It's something that we enjoy. Mm-hmm. But the man can grill.
Right. He made it one time. He made a bacon wrapped deer tenderloin.
Oh my!
And he
was that you or was that me? Wasn't that mine?
No, I thought it was you. I think I made that.
Listen,
oh wait, well, whoever made it was good.
I appreciate the compliments, but I don't want my wife to hear all this stuff again and relive that I could cook still.
Because she's probably waiting on those crab chips when you.
They might not make it out of here.
They may not.
Oh my goodness!
So let's talk a little bit about for the guys that want to get in and are unfamiliar with cooking, where do they start?
I think that both my parents taught me, and my mother started preparing me as I got closer and closer to college, just because, like you, I could cook in college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it started. But I guess if you've never had that, man, get on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, get on the internet, because I still to this day, like, if I get tired of cooking something one way, man, I get on the internet and look for a different way to cook it. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes simpler and faster ways, and it still tastes just as good or, you know, even better. So, you know, information's out there, man.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion would to half the meal. When I say that, this is what I mean. Purchase half of it and make the other half. So at least the whole meal isn't destroyed if you mess it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the safest thing to do as a husband, if you've never cooked before or you're a little nervous about it, do a salad, bruh. Do a salad, make it grandiose, get all the veggies that you need, and put a protein on it.
They might not even know how to cut the vegetables.
But you can buy that in a bag now, already washed up, bro. You wash it when you get home. I'm saying a salad is refreshing. Mm. Your wife's stomach ain't going to be full.
It's healthy.
You're going to be love making later.
Right. It's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. And how about that? Because, again, all you guys have children. When you are cooking, mm-hmm, for as long as you has it given you a serious consideration about healthy eating?
Because
you know, all black folks in here, we come from, you know, that traditional soul food, you know, pig feet, chitlin, fat back, all that stuff.
Oh, that's true.
But the reality is high blood pressure and diabetes. Do you think about that when you're cooking?
I do all the time. In fact, when I cook, you know, I cook greens, and people love when I cook greens. But what I've started to do is I don't put meat in there. And then I don't cook the greens until they're really soft. You know, I still leave a little crunch. Now, my mama don't like that, because she taught me how to make it. Was like, these greens are crunchy. You know? But I was like, Mom, I can't cook all the nutrients out.
Right.
So I've tried to adjust in some ways into a place where now my kids are used to it, you know. And I'm trying to get even better. But absolutely, each time I cook, I think, how can I get, you know, closer to it being healthy and still tasting good?
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I'm thinking the same thing as far as health is concerned, because a lot of times our children, they're only eating what we give them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you have to really sit back and think, you know, what am I doing if they're not healthy? How am I contributing to that? Or how am I contributing to them being healthy or creating healthy habits once they leave our house? So I definitely goes into play when, you know, I'm at the grocery store and in preparation for food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we try at our household. But let me tell you, man, whole grain and all this other stuff like this and the veggies. Who would think that they were the most expensive stuff when you're trying to be healthy?
Eating healthy is not cheap.
So we try as much as we can.
But if you do it right, you know, you can come out and win.
Cause it's
like
possible.
Because if you're cooking like if you get a thing of chicken breast, you grill that chicken breast up, you can make a chicken salad, you can make grilled chicken breast for a regular salad, and you can just have a grilled chicken breast for stir fry with the vegetables.
Or put it in the noodles and noodles.
So, like, whatever, I'm just saying, you can do different things with that healthy meal or even the vegetables. You can do it in different ways and buy it more of to make it, bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but it might not last a week. You might have to get that cereal, that sugary cereal.
Go to
milk
one of the big bulk stores, man.
No, I mean, there's some truth to what you say. You know, like I said, I got six kids to feed, and three of them are teenagers, so it's a lot of food that I got to buy. Mm. You know, it is a balance. It's a fine line to
fine
walk.
Line.
You know, because sometimes vegetables, you know, per pound, cost more than meat.
But you could get the junk frozen.
I know.
Get it frozen.
What you talking about, man?
You can get vegetables. Vegetables frozen.
Can I keep it real with you?
Please.
That last couple of days right before that next paycheck hit, we might not be having the healthiest stuff. Man.
Look, man.
There might be a lot of sugar coming in processed.
But you can make it right. Man.
But you know what? I think the important thing is you may have to spend a little more to eat healthy to feed your family, but that's a whole lot better than having to spend money on the tail end with more healthcare. Doctor's visits,
right.
Healthcare,
right.
And all of that. And speaking, you know, for, you know, myself, I mean, you guys have seen my daughter in here. My daughter, and she doesn't mind me saying this because it's an important thing for her. She's a type 1 diabetic.
Mm.
Okay. So for the past 10 years since she was diagnosed, food and nutrition and really focused eating for her has been a really, really big deal. It's been a big deal for her mom and her mom's side of the family, my side of the family, and the family as a whole. And you know, she's only this big, mm-hmm. and she works out and she's healthy, but she loves to cook.
Oh wow,
she really, really does. And she likes to cook like her dad. She mm-hmm. likes a little fancy stuff. She's got a little Jamaican from her mom's side, so she likes that too.
Yeah.
But the thing that I will say is that I've been able, as a man who likes to cook, I've been able to kind of pass that down to her, and she has. You know, what we would call a bit of an eclectic, expansive palate.
Ah, okay. You know. So you're setting some brother up.
You are.
Right.
You're going to make it really hard.
You are
making it tough.
Right. Or, you know.
Or she be the one.
Because he may not have to because everything, you know, and she's had some experiments. She likes to bake and, you know.
Yeah.
I
mean, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like her daddy.
Oh yeah, we definitely get it in. I love you, sweetie, and certainly, hey, look, we definitely want to make sure that she stays healthy.
Yes.
Look,
yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you guys for coming in, sharing with us. We're going to throw down Stacey Jordan, Stuart Ransom, Randy P, co-host of The Husbands on WHUR.com. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. And look, we're going to continue this conversation on The Husbands. You were on this show. I'm going to be on your show on WHUR.
Right. Hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a ball. Look, thank you again, guys. Bon appetit. Healthy eating, and man, you got to do something about
your. Hey, these sunflower seeds about to get dealt with.
That is kind of healthy, though. These are kind of healthy.
Your wife really loves you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this November 1st, Thursday. I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.
HUR Voices, Sirius XM 141. Here's another reason to listen. The Howard University.